Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily before you do any other thing. After praying with Turning Point, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then rebroadcast to your contact. Let what is blessing you also bless those connected to you. Now open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way this day. Be responding with amen, I receive it. As you step into this month, may God step you up in life. Your step shall be divinely ordered to waiting miracles. You won't sweat anymore for sweetness. This month shall be positively different. This month shall be profitably great for you. You won't suffer what you suffered before. What you had worked for so far and did not work, will start working. And what is working for you now will work better. All that you have waited for in previous days and months, I prophesy, within the next 14 days, they shall drop for you. New month, new opportunities, new help, new ideas, new dreams, new helpers, new visions. I don't know who I'm speaking this to. There shall be a total turnaround for you this season. Now let's do this. Listeners, let's do this if you are able. Take a new thing, a new item, anywhere around you there. New thing. Look for the new item. Anything new to have around the house. Anything you have not used before. Maybe still in the wrapper or nylon or in the case. A piece of cloth, biro, a book, a notebook, anything you never used before. If you can't find it where you are now, take the prayers. Later, find it and rebroadcast this message and listen to this message again. Raise it up as I pray. I prophesy new blessings, new connection, new strength, new unction, new patronage, new sales, new jobs, new location, new income, new money. Whatever new good things you are trusting God for, receive it. Whatever new things will make you happy and more fulfilled to serve God better, receive it now in Jesus' name. Touch your forehead with that new thing in your hand and put it away. Our oil this month is tagged oil for timely help and support. Come to receive yours. Next Thursday's prayer mountain services, and then tomorrow's service. If you are far away, or then put part of your oil in a small oil bottle. Label it appropriately. Oil for timely help and support. Be administering it daily as instructed. Also see the relevant Bible verses and prayers that go with it. We send it to your WhatsApp. It's on our Facebook and our YouTube. Download it. Anoint yourself and pray with the scriptures that will be sent along daily. God cannot deny his word, and anointing announces. Expect an unusual breakthrough this month. Say amen, I receive it. Who is this? You are going to receive a special visitor this month. It will happen. We are in for an unusual great breakthrough in this new month. February 1 celebrants, lay your hand on your body as I pray. You are blessed. Your hand, your life is blessed. Your bad day is blessed. God will send helpers to your life. You will receive great gifts today in the name of Jesus. Your life dreams shall be fulfilled. Happy bad day. Listeners, we still have today and tomorrow for question and answers teachings. From Monday, we will do 14 days of testimony sharing. I know there are TPGF members and listeners who would not even mind if we just continue with teachings and teachings. Good. We'll come back to teachings later. The good thing, however, in our ministrations is that whether it is teachings or testimony sharing, they are all anointed and full of blessings. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. Please, can you educate me on first fruit? Is it a command like tithe? What percentage of the first fruit can I give? All my earnings in the first month of the year, who received the first fruit? A man of God or church account? I really need an understanding of the first fruit. Someone else said, I don't know why Daddy does not want to answer our questions on first fruit. Wow. It's not that I don't want to treat issues on first fruit. I have treated first fruit issues here several times before. Number two, it does not matter how I answer. Some people will still interpret it their own way because different preachers give different interpretations to first fruit on their pulpit. Now, even tight, many people are still attacking and arguing it. Here is my understanding of first fruit, backed up with Bible verses. Tithe is different. Tithe transcends the Old Testament. Tithe is for all ages, even for us now. The main Bible passage for first fruit is in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 to 4. Listeners that have time should read the entire chapter for context. Israelites were agrarians, farmers and cattle rearers. God said to them through Moses, when you come to the promised land and you are settled down during your farming, take the first harvest, the first fruit, put it in a basket and take it to the house of God and lay it before the priests that I'll give you in those days. The priests were Levites that were forbidden from working or earning an income. They are to live on the first fruit and even the tithe that those working were brought. Levites were to be in the temple, burning incense and doing their priestly duties full time. The first fruit, even the tithe, like I have said, were for their own portion. That was God's arrangement for their sustenance. That was for Jews at that time. That does not apply or obtain anymore. Not even in Palestine or Jerusalem. They no longer do that. We pastors today are not Levites in that order. No, we work, we do business, we take honorarium, we buy, we sell, we earn income. We are on social media with followers. We are educated. We are professionals. Earning money, we are not the same as the tribe of Levites in the Bible. Our wives are working. I don't think first fruit should be made compulsory or become a doctrine in any church anymore. And I don't think it is for the pastors who themselves has other means of income. But having said that, this is the balance of this teaching. Anyone whose faith connects to first fruit should do so. Why? There is no seed sown or sacrifice made for God's kingdom to grow by whatever name that is bad or not acceptable to God. No giving to God is condemnable as long as it will enhance the spread of the gospel. Call it tithe, call it first fruit, call it battle seed, call it partnership commitment seed, call it thanksgiving, call it monthly seed, any name. If it will go into God's kingdom work for enlargement and your faith connect to it, do it. It will bring blessings. Blessings will follow it. But let no one feel condemned for not bringing first fruit to church or to pastor. At least you are sowing other seeds. Many pastors and general overseers will not like what I just said now. They may have issues with me on this. Well, this is my own understanding of the matter. We pastors today are not the Jewish Levites. We are pastors and shepherds teaching, praying, leading, counseling, and praying for God's people. What you should do for your pastor or your priest or somebody you are connected to as your head spiritually is in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6. Please read it. Sow seed. Give gifts. Bless them from time to time as God helps you and lay in your heart. They labor over you spiritually. So appreciate them materially and financially. Nothing is too big or too much to give to a pastor over you. And God blesses you, church should also see to it that the pastors are well taken care of. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 18 says, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treaded the corn, and a laborer is worthy of his hire. Churches should pay their pastors well, especially full-time pastors. Next, good day, sir. I have a challenge. I have found myself in so much debt, and I have tried, but there is no help except a miracle happens. And I just decided that if I become a dedicated tither, help will come. But how do I go about it whenever my salary drops up? Wow. My first question to you is, how did you get into so much debt? How? That's where you missed it. A child of God should not get into debt. Avoid what brings debts. Don't borrow to live. Don't borrow to make up with your other, your colleagues. Don't borrow to start a new business. Save up money to start business. Live your size per time within your income. Then, becoming a dedicated tither for God to do a miracle. Oh, that's a wrong concept. We cannot use tithing, fasting, or crying, or such other things to intimidate, bribe, or force God. No, we should be committed tither and see so unnaturally. We should not wait until we have emergencies, fire on the mountain. No, faithfully and committedly, do your tithing and see sowing. Oh yes, and that will also shield away devourers from our lives. Devourers include wrong decision leading to debt. Engage warfare prayers in your case. Trust God for divine intervention and let no one get into debt again ever. Next, Daddy, how can we that are far away receive our own mantle and anointing oil? Wow, I've explained this again and again. Even yesterday night at the crossover vigil online, I still pray over the mantle and the oil, and I do that. So take a hand towel, obtain a white handkerchief, pour some oil on it. I pray over them, this faith instrument, online every Thursday at the prayer mountain. And you know, you can join us live or later on prayer mountain and receive the prayers. I always bless the oil, the mantle on Thursdays and also on live broadcast on Mondays and Fridays. Please subscribe to our YouTube and I like our Facebook so that you can be connecting to these services. They work wonders. Now, same thing for February oil, help and support. Distance is not a barrier in spiritual setting and operation. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast it to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Get your communion element ready. I will soon pray over them for you. You will eat and drink. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 222 seed we are sowing this month, do so as soon as you can. Tithing and seed sowing are our covenant work with God for as long as we live. Do so faithfully and committedly. TPGF and listeners of Turning Point in and around Lagos enroll for our first diet in our Bible Training Institute this year. Two sessions. The day session starts this Monday, February 3, and it's going to be for 8 days only. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. 2 weeks only and you are done. Then the weekend edition from next Saturday, February 8th, 5 Saturdays only and you are done. Venue is Ikeja. School fees, very affordable. For more information, SMS, chat or call Moji on 0803-909-2578. Take the communion and let me bless it. I pronounce the communion blessed. The element of his blood and his flesh. As we eat and drink, healings, deliverances, lifting, and all your heart desires are hereby imparted to you. Pray more on it and drink. Everyone, you are blessed. This month has opened for you. It will deliver heavily. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.